You want to start with you, Dr. Cole?
Dr. Cole, I'm a chiropractor. My name is Robert Cole. I'm a chiropractor in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area.
Dr. Marangiel, you want to introduce yourself?
Well, I'm on the other side of the state here, and I've been working with Vital Force products for over 2 years now and working very closely with your income, some of the research and development that goes into the products and clinical testing.
Okay, and Chris?
Yeah, hi, this is Dr. Chris Morris. I'm a naturopath in the Southern California area, and been introduced to the Vital Force products.
Okay, and Lynette, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure, I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I'm fairly new to Vital Force, but using it on myself was so spectacular from the first dose that I'm really thinking this is a major breakthrough.
Boyd, do you want to introduce yourself?
Boyd Martin from Portland, Oregon. I'm not a doctor, but I'm working with the products in a company called TriStar Online. We have a line of products that uses Vital Force technology.
Okay. And then Dr. Davis?
Dr. Steve Davis. I'm up here in Redding, California, north part of the California state. I've been involved with Vital Force. We're using all kinds of different ways and working with Constance and Yuri and developing new products and just kind of seeing how they work and very, very excited about what's going on.
Did anybody else jump on the line?
I did. I'm Linda Griffith from Boise, Idaho. We run BioCare in Boise. Been using Vital Force, seen some dramatic results with it.
Is there anyone else on the line?
Dr. Mark Tadubabe from Long Beach, California, Advanced Wellness Center, and I'm newer to Vital Force, but real excited at some of the preliminary results that I'm seeing from my patients.
Do we have anybody else?
Dr. John Cool from Aiken, South Carolina. I started using the products so far. I'm just sort of starting to figure out how to use them.
We also have a couple of doctors here. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Yes, Lee Cowden, MD, internist cardiologist here in Fort Worth, Texas, and been using the products only for a couple of months, but been very impressed with what I see so far.
And
Dr. Stongers, naturopathic at Firemount. I've been using the products for about 4 to 6 weeks, and we've been seeing pretty good results.
What we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the practical applications. And since we're into the cold and flu season and that, I wanted to address how to keep the patients that have compromised immune systems either not getting the flu and cold or minimizing the effects. And secondly, to deal with the if you get flus and colds, what are the protocols that have been successful? And then the other thing that we wanted to talk about was dosage. And then Dr. Davis was going to talk about some success that he's been having with chronic fatigue as well. And for all of you that are new on the call, we talk about whoever is addressing the particular issue will address it. If you have questions, please feel free to ask them. The only thing we ask is that everybody stay to the point, and we try to use everyone's time as judiciously as possible. So with that in mind, Jeff, you want to talk about how you address the cold and flu season with your patients?
Sure. A lot of you have been on before, a lot of you haven't, and I'm going to just kind of explain a little bit about how we take a multidisciplinary approach to wellness in our clinical setting here. I'm a certified clinical nutritionist, and I've been doing electroacupuncture for 15 years now. We utilize high-grade nutritional products. We use homeopathy. We use very high-grade herbal preparations. And the last few years, we've utilized the Vital Force products. And I always call them the missing link in energy medicine because over the years, we've had the opportunity to use many, many wonderfully prepared, well-thought-out, well-researched products. But when a person is what we call hypoergic, having low energy, or anergic, having next to no energy, as in people with their geriatrics, debilitating diseases, so forth and so on, we find that they can't respond to even the best medicament and even physical treatments because the energy isn't there to respond and to have an appropriate, predictable response. I've always said that the best thing for me that I've seen with the Vital Force products is that they increase my predictability of response in my patients because the energy is there to have an appropriate response. So as regards the acute immune response, we've had our best results with, and I'm going to start with pediatrics and juveniles. Okay, let's go from that age group to regular patients and then to geriatrics because each group has some unique needs energetically. In the pediatric group, obviously would be, let's say, teenagers and on down even to small infants, which we have felt free to utilize these products with. Even newborns and preemies actually have utilized the Vital Force products with no ill effects, in fact, quite dramatic positive effects. But in the kids, we always utilize the thymus in the acute response, and usually the acute immune, but more frequently, believe it or not, the golden warmer. The golden warmer supports the gastrointestinal organs and their function energetically, and of course the thymus speaks for itself in providing energetic support to the thymic response.
Okay, can I jump in here for 1 second? We named golden warmer to GIAID, but the guys have been using it a long time. It's still golden warmer, so okay. I don't want to confuse the guys that are out there going, what is golden warmer? It's that's now GIAID.
Right. And I'm sitting here looking at my whole, I have like everybody lined up here, and I still have 2 bottles of golden warmer in my testing set here. So.
Yeah, so okay. I'm sorry, Jeff.
The GIAID, but let's go with that. Why that concept, okay? And most of us who have a naturopathic bend and an integrative bend, of course, realize the significance of the gastrointestinal tract to health. But it is also of primary significance to the immune response, as most things are run through the GI mucosa, identified and initiate immune response from there. And so in any type of an acute symptomatic situation, it's always good to pump some energy toward the GI tract and also toward the thymus in the pediatrics. We have a chewable bovine colostrum that we like to use in a lot of cases, and probiotics are always our first line. You know, we actually designed one just for kids that have probiotics included in with about a 22% IgG first 12-hour bovine colostrum. But using the Vital Force thymus and, was it GI? What's the new one?
GI-8,
okay. Sounds like a bill going through Congress. We'll all remember that one now. You know, we have very good results in our younger patients with that, and then also with the acute immune.
Can you talk about the dosage?
Oh, yeah. Well, one
of the things, Jeff, could you also talk about, I'm interested, those of us who use a lot of these modalities otherwise, what herbs or minerals or energies are actually being put into some of these things, because it'll help us to know how to synergistically balance it with other remedies we're using.
Okay. Some of the things that we do use, and I know a lot of people use echinacea, and you want to answer the dosing question, and I just went through this 2 days ago with 13-year-old, okay, acute gastroenteritis. Actually, what we found out is the well was polluted where they were living, and it was more likely not an E. coli infection or the beginning of one, because their well water tested at 38 parts per million or of whatever of the E. coli, which is extremely high, like I think, you know, 1 or 2, not good. In the 30s like that is just totally not potable for human consumption. And we used 5 drops every hour of the GIAID with thymus and acute immune, 5 drops of each hourly. And I had him doing this in grams for you, the colostrum. He was doing 500 milligrams or 0.5 gram every 30 minutes, along with one of Marco Pharma's chewable echinacea, which is not a really great name for that product because it has echinacea in, it has Seneca, conium, hydrastis, hemamelis, calcarb, calcium phosphate, silica, however we say that, lachesis, which is great for the sore throat and drainage. It really is a head, neck, and lymphatic drainage remedy, and it works very, very well in acute cases. But we hit it hard and heavy and frequently. What was interesting is that the family physician was not overly concerned about the child. He was having 102, 103 fever, you know, some malaise, and not eating well. And we did this for 9 hours straight, and fever broke at around 6 hours, and at the end of 8 hours of doing this pretty intense regimen, he was just starving, he told me, and he ate quite a bit of food. I mean, he gave me this laundry list of pork chops and mashed potatoes and vegetables and everything else that he ate at dinner that night, and his mom was pretty amazed. So, you know, in acute situations, we do slightly lower dosages, but very high frequency until the result you're looking for is observed. And then can move on to just maybe TID or QID for the following 2 or 3 days, kind of follow through and not allow the whatever the offending microorganism is or the weakness to pick up a head of steam again. The ingredients, the energies per se of each of the formulas are unique, and I think Yuri and Constance will have to address the specifics of those for us. What I know is that they are elemental in nature. Some of the formulas I'm privy to and some of them I'm not. I just know that they work and what's included there. But I can say this, that synergistically, they are very compatible with the appropriate other remedies and things that we would use for that organ or system. And what we have to keep in mind is that the Vital Force products are really giving us an energy boost. It's a jump start. It's like hooking somebody up to a trickle charger or even to a heavier charger, depending on the dosage and frequency, and that they provide an energetic boost to the body to utilize the biochemical and the physiological modalities that we use. In the next class of patients that we see, and what we have been seeing, and I don't know about the rest of the country, but I know here in Pennsylvania for the last few years, we have been seeing very unique types of, let's say, I guess infective processes would be the accurate term. And during the cold and flu season, we tend to see more gastroenterites, things that start in the gastrointestinal tract symptomatically and then move and settle into the upper respiratory tract and even into the lungs and wind up as bronchitis and pneumonias in some cases. And they are more persistent and a little tougher to get rid of. And so, especially over the last couple of years, we've found that initiating the therapy, you have to hit it hard on the front end and you got to stay with it for longer than a 5 to 7 or 10 day period. So in fact, a lot of my patients, instead of them getting flu shots and such things like this, we encourage them to start before the cold and flu season to get in a preventive protocol. And it always includes the regular immune support formula. And again, I stay with the GI aid. We have a lot of people that we started in September and October, higher risk patients, patients that have chronic stress to their immune system and so forth. But our adult population, when they're acute, I follow a similar pattern that we do with the kids, only go about every 2 hours. And I usually test by EAV. There's always a stress component with adults that you don't really have so much with kids. And so I look for which of the stress-related or hormone-related, in some cases, formulas are more synergistic with the adult. Stress relief or tranquility or harmony, especially people have recently had any dental work or have a history of cavitations, root canals, etc. I'm always looking at the harmony as being in combination with the acute immune, really excellent for our dental conditions. But the adults usually have more of an emotional component too, because they not only get sick, they get stressed out because they're not feeling well. And that component needs to be addressed. In the geriatric population, which I'm going to say today is usually vigorous 70-year-olds and over. I mean, we see a lot of people in our area that are pretty healthy in their 60s yet, and I consider them not necessarily part of the geriatric population, but 70, 75 and so forth, the immune response isn't as strong and isn't as rapid. And by the time somebody presents to you and decides, well, I better go see the doctor, I haven't been feeling good for a while, it's usually more than a few days down the road. And I take these cases the most serious of all, because in kids, they're usually very vital and very capable immune systems and can rebound. But a lot of times in our older population, they're already debilitated and may have other nutritional needs. They may have dehydration as an issue, which we always address those two things right out of the gate. But their vitality is just not what it should be. And so I'm always looking at revive or restore or rejuvenation and as a first thing to test for, and secondarily look for the immune response. And if they are presenting with some symptomatic infective situation, of course we do regular physical examination and evaluation and see what level they're at. you know, what we do, even if someone's on a course of antibiotic therapy or whatever, we do co-treat people that do have all the time that need standard medical protocol. But we will really push Revive or Restore hourly again for 4 to 5 days, maybe a week, a very high dose. Or, you know, high frequency, low dose stimulation. We find this, you know, just imagine doing a trickle charge. Well, the older the battery, it doesn't respond to doing a 25 amp or a 12 amp jump, you know, or even 5 amps. Sometimes you just have to trickle it at 2 amps for days on end to bring it to revitalize the battery. This is pretty much how the Vital Force products work in people. We look at the amp meter and see where people are, and if they need to be revitalized, and put in low doses, 3 to 5 drops hourly for a few days on end. And it's a great way to rehydrate the person too, because we find that in geriatrics, if they do like 4 ounces of water an hour for 3 to 4 days while they're awake, is much better than them drinking large volumes of water once in a while, because it stimulates the hypothalamus, it slowly stimulates the lymphatic system, circulatory system, gastrointestinal system. It's necessary for mucus production. Winter season comes and people dehydrate unbelievably, more so than I believe in our winter climes than they do in the summer, because they have indoor air that is usually forced hot air, and you can lose 2 to 3 quarts of water a night just breathing, exhaling in vapor that comes out off of our lungs. So sinus passages tend to dry out, you know, and there's a tremendous need for fluid in the winter, and yet we don't have our thirst mechanisms up and running the way they should be. So we feel that another side benefit of dosing this way is to increase and promote hydration. And once that's done and the hypothalamus is kicked back in, let's say, people start to now feel the need to drink water, because they're now getting appropriate response from the hypothalamus also. So those are some of the, you know, the highlights of the way we dose some of these things through this period of time.
Thanks, Jeff, for sharing that with us. Does anybody have any questions regarding what Jeff has just talked about or comments? Nobody? Okay. Dr. Davis, you want to share information regarding the chronic fatigue that you've been working with?
Sure, I'd be happy to. For those, just kind of bring everybody up to speed a little bit. No, we're pressed for time here, but in my particular focus, I've been at this for about 15 years. I know Dr. Cheney fairly well, and also several of the others that are within the chronic fatigue phenomena, as far as trying to get an answer to these riddles. And just like Jeff had started with, is that I believe that these subtle energy supplements have the ability to actually do fit that missing link. So from my perspective, as I've seen it over the last 15, 20 years, working with folks that are chronically ill, is that we have stress combined with hormonal failure. Most of them are female. They have a pituitary axis that's rattled. Their adrenal glands are failed. There's generally a thyroid component. And then, of course, because they're either good medicine or bad medicine, they have either lost or don't have their uterus and ovaries. And so what you have is the desynchronization of the hormonal axes, as well as you have generally a chronic dysbiosis of the bowel, which is related to a loss of the secretory IgA and also a handful of microorganisms that just don't seem to want to go away. And what you have is the challenge of bringing up the digestive tract. And then lastly, of course, is the immune system has failed because of the compromised hormonal system, compromised digestive tract, and the persistent ongoing stress and failure of life and the emotions that go with that. You also have an upset of the apple cart or complete failure of the killer cells, T cells, and those things. And what you have is that a complete array of either multitude or what we call the 3-viral cocktail of the Epstein-Barr, human herpes 6, and cytomegalia. And so when we see these types of patients, and they're very difficult because they're multi-causal and they also have multiple system failure, as Jeff used earlier, which I like his terminology, the anergenic and the hypoenergetic individual is that classic chronic fatiguer who has gone through numbers of challenges. So in the process of working with the subtle energy, I was introduced to it approximately 7-8 months ago and had the basic companion of supplements as the stress relief, which I found to be very effective to help re-regulate the sympathetic parasympathetic rhythm. We allowed them to take 10 drops at night an hour before bed, which allowed them to get into a little deeper sleep without modulating and pushing them down. We also found that the supplement as well is called Balance, which was indium. And when we put the Balance with the stress relief, and I just have have them combine them into about an ounce of water about an hour, a half hour before bed, we found two things took place with them. They got a deeper sleep, they got a more restful sleep, and they didn't have periodic every hour and a half, 2 hour wake up with a panic attack and those kinds of things. We also found during daytime when they first woke up, they had a better sense that the new day was going to be better. Also, I use muscle testing, I use Vega electroacupuncture, biological terrain, conventional lab work, a variety of other things in an attempt to try to assess these patients as we're moving through. So when we found that they had thyroid imbalances, classically just to make giant generalizations, we find that their thyroid is down and their adrenal glands are failed. And so in the process, they first initially started to use the revive and rejuvenation just based upon gut feeling, muscle testing, did not have the benefit that I wanted to see for energetics during the day. And what I found is that with the work of Constance and Yuri is that we have kind of a new combination that some of you may not be familiar with, but there's a wonderful combination of energetics of fatigue 1, 2, 3, and 4 that's been created, as well as adapt 2, 3, and 4. The fatigue 1, 2, 3, and 4, actually, for those that are familiar with muscle testing, which is an easier way to approach this, is that the true failed chronic fatigue are the ones that's laid out in bed and can't stimulate their energy because they do not have the energy to recover, is that fatigue 4 I'm finding to be the one that we initiate and start with. We use 10 drops in the morning, 10 drops at noon, and 10 drops just in that mid-afternoon 2 to 3 period as far as the daytime. Try not to have them if they miss any of those. We do not have them take them after dinner because they have a tendency to keep the sympathetic system, the adrenal function up, and it keeps them in a certain element of stress. And so what we're trying to do is harmonize the daytime energy and then also try to harmonize the nighttime recovery and upregulate the parasympathetic system. So I found that by using the fatigue and the adapt in their quadrants as far as fatigue 4 with adapt 4 allows the hormonal system to regulate a little better during the day, and then at night the parasympathetic system comes up. If we do have thyroid maladaptations going on, we will also use the thyroid as well in the midst of this. We have found just by switching to these particular components, and then if they have a viral component underneath that, such as let's say that they have the Epstein-Barr human herpes cocktail going on, I also will add to them will be the acute immunothymus. And what we find is, and this is what's very, very exciting, is that for those of you that have been this around this chronic fatigue world long enough, is that you know that you can put anybody on an adaptogen, you can put anybody on a mineral mix, you can put them on any kind of a support system, sublingual B12, a whole variety of things to try to get that energy up. And what happens, they'll do fine for a day or two, and then they'll crash again. Or they may do fine for a week or two, and it's just you prop them up, and they'll crash again. What we're finding, and the sense that we're having here since we started initiating this new protocol, is that they begin within 2 to 3 days sensing that their energies are coming. They're also getting a deeper sleep at night, and their regulatory system for energy, the craving for, you know, the caffeines and the stimulants, those things, just to try to get through, for those who are still working, are not having that craving phenomena happen. And what we're finding as well is a sense of healing deep down inside. Now, to kind of put you in a couple of areas of patients, just to kind of share a little bit of success we've had. I had a gentleman that is 32 years old. He lost in a Millwright behavior at work, lost his arm from the elbow down. Just got yanked off in a machine. And they were able to, because it was severed, they were able to attach it. And he had a metal plate in his arm because of the post-surgery activity. So he suffered with just the surgical phenomena and also the post-surgical phenomena and then the post-traumatic stress. This gentleman, when he stood up, when we did just blood pressure analysis, this is a gentleman, he's a man, and his blood pressure was 118 over 70 when he laid down. And when we stood him up and then took his blood pressure again, it dropped from 70 to 40. And he felt like he got weak and was going to pass out, which of course he was about ready to. By starting this protocol, and we've tried all kinds of things, and we've been working with him for about 4 months. When we started this protocol just recently, what we now have is he's actually talking about going back to work. He's actually playing basketball with his son. He has high school kids that's chasing around, junior high kids that's chasing around to want to do the basketball thing. So we have seen a profound shift in his energy, and more importantly, his blood pressure stabilized and became more normal, and it didn't bottom out when he stood up. And if he stayed in an upright postural position, which he used to if he was up for about a half hour to an hour, he just says, I can't stand, he'd have to lay down. So we are seeing a re-regulation in these individuals in a very profound way. And it's just like, you know, looking at, I have kind of a basic fundamental thing that I work with, and Jeff shared with this on our last conference call, is that we're constantly looking for those things that work, and we keep hoping that the things that we read about and the things that we're involved with really do work, and then we start using them clinically. Some do, and most don't. And this new energy protocol is allowing us the opportunity to take those that have somehow defused their battery packs or somehow have lost their energy because of several metabolism failures are able to regain that. And this, I think, is very, very exciting.
Well, thanks a lot, Dr. Davis. I really appreciate that. Did Dr. Tran?
Yeah.
How are you?
I want to ask Dr. Davis a question concerning the chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia complex that he mentioned.
Sure.
Dr. Davis, in your experience, does the toxicity from amalgam filling play any role in what do you do about that?
Well, basically, here's kind of the phenomenon. We have hundreds of thousands of individuals with amalgams in their mouth, and what you have is ongoing stress. Is it really a problem? Well, we know that amalgams outgas at 72 degrees, and the average mouth is at least 97 degrees, up to 98 degrees, and some are up to 100 degrees. So we know we got outgassing of mercury on a regular basis. The actual component, the amount of mercury that was used 40 years ago as compared to what's today, it's inverted. They're using more mercury in the filling today than they actually are using the silver component. So we know that there is an outgassing. We know that there is a contaminant, and we know that we have an auto ongoing poisoning. But it's actually even more complicated than that, and that is that our food is devitalized. What I mean by that is that we have about 1/20th of the nutrient value of our food chain. The mineral content, I just did a study chasing some things down because of electrodes going to give. The Hunza cut and the Okinawan consume approximately 10 grams of calcium a day in their food. So we have a demineralization, and it's much more than what I thought it was. You know, and I push it a lot as far as the mineral thing. And then lastly is that the air and the water chain has been poisoned. We've got 2,100 chemicals floating around in our water supplies. And so we have pesticide, herbicide, which also heavy metal contaminations, as well as the self-indulgence of the behaviors of the things we have in our mouths, plus the things that we eat in our food chain. So what I see is it's almost like getting on the visuals I give with patients is that it's little errors along the way over the last 18 to 20 years that have allowed their system to fail. So when we get them down to the point when they show up in my office, when they can barely crawl out of the car and crawl into my office, what we're seeing is a total autoimmune disarray, a hormonal failure, digestive tract is shot, and so everything is a problem. And so what we do is that doing urine analysis and hair analysis, look for heavy metal toxicities and those things. We will encourage, we do have a couple of biological dentists in our community. Some are actually in Sacramento, it's about 3 hours away. We'll send them to them for those patients that in the process of them accessing and improving their health. But I used to, 10 years ago, have that be a focus up front. I don't do that anymore. What I do is I use it as kind of the icing on the cake when individuals are moving forward. I don't know if that makes any sense, but if you take a devitalized, non-energetic person and you remove the amalgams, you have two meridians that run through each tooth, and if you deregulate the meridians again and they're already devitalized, it will really shut them down hard in some cases. So rather than having the, what do we do now, emotion, which I went through with several patients, is that what we're now doing is that we're trying to energize them, and this is where the subtle energy is so powerful. We energize them so that they can improve, and then we start to do these other applications later.
Thank you, sir.
Our new protocols that we've been doing this a long time, and we do the most sophisticated things, and then you come back to these simple things, and what we're doing before we move any toxins, whether it's chemical or metal or anything, is watering the patient,
right,
oxygenating them, feeding them whole foods, probiotics, and whole fruit juices, peyote juice, and things like that,
right,
and energizing them.
Exactly right.
And we do that for a minimum of 30 and usually 60 days and let the body build enough energy to start to automatically detox the way it ought to, and then maybe consider intervening. But our whole philosophy here has changed with these products. You know, vitalize, water them, oxygenate, feed them, and then let the organism do what it's going to do for a while. And I'm very interested in that protocol because we just had a boy today that started with chronic fatigue when he was 9. And on heart rate variability, he showed the classic orthostatic hypotension tachycardia syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
and we got it with this thymus and acute immune and began with a staph strep.
Right.
And he responded very well. And we dropped the heart rate. His standing heart rate was 123 beats per minute when he came in. 65 resting, 122 or 23 standing.
Wow.
And he was fainting.
Right.
And then having seizures.
Right.
So the neurologist had him on Dilantin.
Right.
And he was really having hypoxia attacks because of the orthostatic hypotension.
Right.
And then he'd pass out. Well, then he concussed himself one time.
Okay.
And now he had a closed head injury on top of it.
Okay.
Regarding that, I'm talking about the chronic fatiguers. This is something that you brought out that I wanted to mention. There's different types of CFITS people. And a lot of times their case history will spit something out to you. And the closed head injury CFITS people, the people that haven't been right ever since they had the car accident or they hit their head ice skating or they swam into the wall making a flip turn or something. Any time you have closed head injury, the clear mind coupled with the balance, if you measure the hypothalamus point above the ear on right and left with the EAV or you check them for switching with AK or whatever you're doing, the combination, the clear mind reunites the right and left hemispheres and with the balance puts the energy there. And once the HPA axis gets enough energy to start to reactivate, they will again respond to normal therapeutics in a predictable way instead of being paradoxical responders.
Right. Thanks. Appreciate that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. Check that one out for your closed head injury patients. Regardless of whether they have CFIDs or not, if there's history of closed head injury and you can measure right-left brain activity by EAV or AK or whatever method you guys use, check out the clear mind coupled with balance and then put them on that for a month and watch what happens.
Great. Does anybody else have anything that they want to talk about regarding chronic fatigue? And just to let everyone know, we'll be putting out a newsletter and a tape that'll have these protocols and that on it. So those of you that are interested, we'll be shipping that out to you.
Yeah, just a footnote, Constance.
Uh-huh.
With the chronic fatigue, they all have an emotional component, and stress and depression and anxiety are kind of running on same pathways, different pathways, whatever. And what I have found is by using the tranquility along with the stress relief really clears an awful lot of this pinned up depression, which is circumstantial, because what I have observed over the years of doing this is that chronic fatiguers are not malingerers. Chronic fatiguers are truly sick people who were well motivated and worked, and they were highly productive. And what they find is that the harder they work at getting well, the worse they are. So therefore, their circumstantial depression is actually overwhelming them. And so what's happening is they're losing their houses, losing their cars, they're losing their relationships, husband, wife, and kids. And so what we found recently is by bringing in the stress relief with tranquility, really kind of helped dampen that, gave their energies up, and brought their brain up.
Great. Well, Dr. Tran, I was going to have you talk about some of your cases, but it looks like we're running out of time. So on the next call, we'll lead off with you because you've had some very remarkable results with animals on some incurable types of situations where you've restored muscle and regenerated bones. And I don't want to shortchange you by having just a few minutes to be able to talk about that.
I have also wonderful results to report to you on the trial of the new thing that you send me for testing.
Okay. You mean on the MSM?
On the MSM rub.
Okay, well, that's probably fast. Why don't you share that one?
Yeah, we have the MSM rub with 10% MSM, energized MSM. Constance sent me for a trial on animal because they have hair, and it's very difficult to use the lotion MSM stress relief formula. So I use it on skin infection. It heals so fast, you wouldn't believe. I have a case of an animal that was drugged behind a car around a neighborhood, and it's caused severe skin damage all over the body from head to tail. And it healed in less than a week. I spent about 4 hours doing the repair surgery, and I never seen the healing that happened so quick.
And just to say that particular formula has stress relief, acute immune, and harmony mixed in it with a combination of MSM water and Willard water. So it's a pretty simple formula, but I had the feeling that it was going to really do something on an external application.
No complication, no dehiscence of suture line, no infection, no nothing. It healed from the third day on, and I removed the suture after about a week.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. And for any of you that have external types of problems and that, I'm happy to ship that out. You just use like a spray bottle, or it works like a liniment, and it doesn't burn or anything, so it's totally non-invasive, and I think we're going to see some good things with it.
How many cost humans that have had previous salt drugs?
All right.
It works very well on eczema also, you know, most dermatitis, bacterial infection where it ooze a person and liquid out the skin is very good for that.
Well, great. Thank you so much for sharing that. We've run out of time, and I just really appreciate everybody on the call. I hope that you found that this was a useful spending of your time. Again, I will be sending out a newsletter, and we'll be making a tape from this, so any of the protocols that were discussed on this, you'll be able to have access to them.